I'm Ed Donoghue. Plans are being set in Pakistan for a second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran. The ceasefire runs out this week. Iran's foreign minister says he has no plans to attend after the U.S. Navy seized an Iranian cargo ship. Esmael Baghe is a foreign ministry spokesman. He says without a doubt, if the United States or the Zionist regime start any new adventurism, the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran will be fully ready to defend the country with full strength. Meantime,
the United States and the Philippines have kicked off one of their largest combat exercises aimed at deterring aggression in Asia. The drills will last nearly 3 weeks, involving over 17,000 military personnel. The U.S. military says this deployment underscores its commitment to Asia. Despite the war in the Middle East, Japan and Canada are joining as full-time participants this year. The exercises will include mock battle scenarios and live fire maneuvers in areas facing the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. China has objected to the drills. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer acknowledges he made a mistake appointing Peter Mandelson as UK ambassador to the US.
I take responsibility for that decision. And I apologise again to the victims of the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who were clearly failed by my decision.
But Starmer says he will not resign. The Prime Minister says he was unaware Mandelson failed security checks. Authorities say a mother and six children ranging in age from 3 to 11 were killed in an explosion and fire at a Pennsylvania home. Defending champion John Carrier of Kenya set a course record to win the men's race at the Boston Marathon. Marcel Hoog of Switzerland won the men's wheelchair race at the marathon. Eden Rainbow Cooper of Britain won the women's race. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Oil prices are climbing as tensions rise again between the U.S. and Iran. Stocks are giving back some of their latest breaking rally in the early going on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% from the all-time high it set last week. The Dow fell 70 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. The price of a barrel of Brent crude rose 5% to more than $94 a barrel. Traders are still hoping for an agreement between the U.S. and Iran that could get oil flowing again from the Middle East. Seth Sutel, New York.
Countries across Central Europe have pulled hip baby food off shelves after rat poison was found in some jars over the weekend. The company recalled jars after samples in Austria, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic tested positive for poison. Poison jars likely have a white sticker with a red circle. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.